USA News, I'm John Schaefer. After a streak of 10 consecutive rate increases, the Federal Reserve has decided to pause its aggressive approach and not raise interest rates for the first time in over a year. The central bank's decision to halt the rate hikes, previously implemented to tackle inflation, brings an end to the recent string of increases. If elected president, would former Vice President Mike Pence pardon former President Trump? Well, he's not sure.
These are serious charges. And as I said, I can't defend what's been alleged, but the president does deserve to make his defense.
Appearing on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show today, Pence said he will never diminish the importance of defending the nation's secrets, and he takes the pardon power very seriously. Attorney General Merrick Garland is defending Special Counsel Jack Smith in Donald Trump's federal indictment, stating Smith's commitment to integrity and the rule of law.
He has assembled a group of experienced and talented prosecutors and agents who share his commitment to integrity and the rule of law.
Trump and his allies claim the indictment is politically motivated, accusing him of mishandling classified documents at Mar-a-Lago and evading government retrieval attempts. Congressman Dan Crenshaw, a Texas Republican and veteran Navy SEAL, is advocating for a bill that grants access to experimental drug treatment for PTSD in veterans.
27% of post-9/11 veterans are diagnosed with PTSD, and the truth is we have not made much progress in treating it.
The proposed legislation establishes a $75 million federal grant program to fund research on magic mushrooms and ecstasy as potential therapies for depression and anxiety. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell is justifying spending taxpayer money on upgraded airfare for a climate change summit in South Korea, citing mental and physical protection in first class. The trip cost taxpayers over $34,000. This is USA News.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is strongly criticizing a tax cut proposal advancing in the Republican-led House. He's accusing Republicans of favoring tax breaks for the wealthy and corporations while neglecting everyday Americans. He argues that the proposal would add $1 trillion to the U.S. deficit. Schumer points out the hypocrisy of Republicans advocating for spending cuts during debt ceiling talks, leading to a near default on U.S. debt. UPS has reached an agreement to address heat safety measures by installing air conditioning in all newly purchased vehicles for the drivers. However, the downside is that these air-conditioned vehicles will not be available until January 1st. UPS stated the provision of air-conditioned vehicles will be implemented in the hottest regions of the country where feasible. New York City is sending asylum seekers to other cities as part of its decompression strategy.
New York City's Housing Preservation Commissioner Adolfo Carrion says roughly 1% of new arrivals have been sent to other parts of the state, including White Plains and Albany.
Where New York City is paying for a number of services at no expense to the local counties or cities.
Carrion says it's just too much for New York City.
We believe other counties and cities must also do their part.
Some local officials, like those on Long Island, have resisted accepting new arrivals. Carrion's echoing calls for action on the federal level. I'm Natalie Migliori.
And Taco Bell and Crocs are joining forces to create slide sandals for customers. They'll cost $60. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747.